God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Faith will make you take a step back. Anytime you feel something going on in what I call your agreeer, your agreeer is down in here. Your agreeer sends you warnings. Your agreeer will let you know if somebody's not marriable. Your agreeer will kick in and you'll say, I just don't feel, no, something ain't right. No, press past it, child. That's just the devil trying to stop you. No, you live by faith. And when you walk by faith, you understand. You must master this principle. God is the one who speaks to you first. He will never let the devil supersede him. And so he says, now faith. Say, now faith. Not yesterday's, not next week's, not 20 years from now. Now faith. Now. Now. He said it's the substance of things hoped for. This is going to shatter some old theory, but that's what I live for. If you look at this passage, he said faith is the substance of things you hope for. Substance here meaning foundation. In other words, your faith creates hope. We have it the other way around. Praise God. I'm not in hope. I'm in faith. This passage says faith is the substance of what you hope for. My church. My people. How many of you hope the Eagles would win? Each week, you hope they'll win. And the more they win, the more faith you have that they'll win again. Now watch this. Watch this. All you Eagles fans, they're playing the 49ers. And the 49ers have not won a game. What do you think the Eagles are going to do? See? Now, right away, you said win. Now, why do you say they're win? Because of their past record and because the team that they're playing hasn't won anything. Now, if they lose, you will come up with every reason in the book. The coach didn't run the right play. The quarterback, did you see how he dropped that ball? And you know, based on the law of averages and percentages, they could lose. I mean, when one pro team plays another pro team, anybody could lose. But you believe they're going to win. But here's the kicker. Your belief system don't have anything to do with whether or not they win or lose. You know why? Because they are the ones that have to play. You can't extend your faith to the Eagles. They've got to believe. You can't believe for everybody. Child, I'm going to believe God with you. You can only set your faith in agreement with someone who has faith. Too often ministers pray for people and they become exasperated. They get frustrated. And the frustration shows in the aggressive manner of the prayer. And the Lord has been teaching me. That's why I've been telling the ministers, when you go to pray for people now, just tap them. And I don't mean lay your hands and pray. See, that's works that you're trying to involve yourself in. The tapping is saying, Jesus said, lay hands there. He didn't say, keep it going and until they go down. He didn't say, you see, when ministers get frustrated that you're not falling, they pump up the volume. Now, they're innocent. They are innocent, okay? But they don't understand that that person's deliverance or healing is not coming because they've fallen out. There are people that are professional altar goers and professional faller outers. You cannot expect everybody to fall out. Again, it's not a biblical requirement. The Bible doesn't say you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall fall out and then they shall recover. Now, no one that Jesus prayed for fell out. Not one person. Some of the people, he didn't even pray for them. Stretch out your hand. Get up and walk. He operated in a level of faith where he reached over into the kingdom of God and made it happen. Jesus did not have the apostles standing behind the people he prayed for to catch them in case they fell out. They were up front with him trying to learn all they could learn. Why? Jesus was operating by faith. Faith knows the results are not in the physical display. Why is it that Pentecostal believers, and I said this last week, don't you let people push you down. Stop right in the middle. Excuse me. Hold it. You're hurting me. How you going to receive from God and they squeeze in your temples? Trying to introduce their fingers to your frontal cortex. And you just standing there going. When you start wobbling, people who are praying for you, they get bold. That's when they know you're kind of just teetering. They're going to make you, yeah! You ought to be able to walk right up. Doctor said, I'm sick. I got cancer. I want you to touch an agreement with me, all right, in the name of Jesus. We believe that God will heal this. Curse it and take it away. Now go on, sit down. And they walk away saying, thank you for my healing. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my touch. They go back to the oncologist and they say, it's gone. You didn't fall out. You didn't foam. You didn't shake. You didn't roll in the bed. You didn't fall up a flight of steps. But the thing is gone. I want a mature church. And when we really get mature, listen to this. When we really get mature, we can eliminate the prayer line. I'm living for that day where we eliminate the prayer line. I know it ain't going to happen because we have new people coming in all the time who have to be taught the lessons of faith. But wouldn't it be marvelous if we could eliminate the pool of Bethesda where sick folk lay around waiting for somebody to touch them? Listen to this. In Romans chapter 5, see, the devil's got you thinking that hope isn't a big thing. People say, oh, you hope. Child, don't hope. Believe. I hope my son gets saved. Child, don't you hope. We're going to believe your son gets saved. Have faith. Really, the Bible says faith is the substance of hope. Stop letting people put you down because you use the term I hope. You doing all right? I hope so. No, you don't hope so. You believe you are. Watch this. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. See there? Don't you be ashamed because you hope. Let me tell you something. People need hope. Now, Pentecostals, they put down this one preacher who doesn't preach theologically the way we want him to preach, and they just say, oh, he's a false prophet, and he don't preach the word of God, and he don't do all this other stuff. But if you've ever listened, you will listen and you will hear that he's giving people hope. See, we want to be beat up when we come to church. We want to hear, you're sinners, you're going to hell, you're smoking them cigarettes, God is fed up with you. He don't want this mess no more. The Bible says, cry, cry, cry loud, and spare not, and show my people their sins. But this man gets up and says, when you're facing difficulties in your life, smile. That's what the Bible says. When people come against you, rejoice. What's being done? Why are we the way we are? Why are we so neurotic? Why spiritually? Because we don't have any hope. We put our hope in works. We actually believe that our works will get us raptured. And some of us even believe that if Jesus comes and I'm not doing something spiritual, I'm going to get left. Well, my God, I'm a human. If I'm at the target range shooting and the rapture comes, I guess the Lord going to leave me there because that ain't spiritual. See, we've isolated ourselves from normalcy because we're not walking by faith. You're not going to get left because you're doing something natural. What's the point of the blood if you've got to clean yourself? We're not perfect, but we should make progress. You know why we stop sinning? It's not so that we can have a better place in the kingdom. It's so we can get closer to God. Because he's so holy. And so the writer here says that faith is the substance of what you hope for. It's the evidence of things not seen. And then he goes into something that's really unique. He said, for by faith the elders obtained a good testimony.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10517A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.